It's Thursday, the 11th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The housing market continues to grow, with the price of homes up by 7.7% year-on-year in quarter two, despite slower growth in luxury homes, according to the FNB Namibia House Price Index. Transaction volumes rose 15.5%, showing strong market activity. Mortgage uptake remains low, but the bank suggests that easing lending costs may increase demand. Staying with residential matters, veld fires have broken out behind Ludwigsdorp in Windhoek, fueled by strong winds. Emergency services urged residents to stay alert, avoid open flames, and report outbreaks immediately. Authorities warn that dry, windy conditions have increased the city's fire risk. City of Windhoek Chief of Emergency Services Raymond Kapia shared an update of the situation on the ground.
The fire behind Ludwigsdorp currently under control. We have a team of firefighters. It is fairly contained. They are just sweeping the area just to make sure there is no other points that are going to reignite. But at this point in time, they assured me that everything is under control. The site towards the houses, that has been extinguished. They are just trying now to go away, further away from the houses on the other side of the mountain. So far, so good.
For emergencies, including ambulance, fire and rescue services, call the 24/7 emergency line 061-211-111. You can also dial the nationwide emergency number 112 to connect to the appropriate authorities. Then the Global African Hydrogen Summit wraps up today after 3 days of discussions on policy, investment and Africa's position in the green hydrogen economy. Leaders and investors alike have highlighted opportunities to drive the global energy transition. For Future Media News, Angie Scholes was on the ground.
The final day of the Global African Hydrogen Summit in Windhoek focused on policies, technology and partnerships to drive Africa's green hydrogen future. Leaders stressed the importance of clear regulations and incentives to attract investment, while experts highlighted the role of artificial intelligence in improving hydrogen production. Discussions also covered hydrogen's use in fertilizers to boost food security and the need for youth participation. The day closed with ministers calling for stronger global partnerships to scale up projects and create jobs across the continent. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Windhoek.
South Africa's government has called for calm following protests in Westbury and Coronationville in Johannesburg over ongoing water supply challenges. It says Johannesburg Water is working on immediate relief measures. Government spokesperson William Baloyi has urged residents to protest peacefully.
Government has directed the city of Johannesburg to implement immediate interim measures to address the current water supply challenges. And we want to appeal and urge communities to allow these measures to be carried out without disrupting the workers.
And finally, a vaccine to treat chlamydia in Australia's koala population has been approved in a world-first project. Researchers developed the vaccine to protect the marsupial. Chlamydia is responsible for half of koala deaths in the country's wild population. The koala bear is vulnerable to habitat loss, animal attacks, and being hit by cars, and were named critically endangered in 2022. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.